This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back live from Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village with more of the Spiegel and Home Show presented by Circus Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
We're in the middle of the NCAA tournament. We are in the middle of the NCAA tournament. Colorado State and Memphis appear to be tied at 48. Everywhere I look, there's a television with a different game on, or maybe right now they're all the same games.
I'm confirming it. Yes, you are right. The appearance is correct. It is 48-48.
Thank you, Mark Grody.
Yes, I got you.
As you breathlessly take care of me for all my college hoops needs.
It appears that they are tied. I love that. That was good.
Now, there are a million ways to bet on this tournament, and we've been doing so at various spots in various ways. I got to tell you about my Calcutta pool and where that stands the other night. And Shane Reardon has a really fun way to bet on this tournament I need to ask him about. But let me say this for the first of, 15, 20 times. Can we roll tape on this? Tyler Butabuck, can we roll tape on this and just have this ready? But I'll say it again, and I'll have to say it live.
We do that automatically, by the way. We're always rolling tape.
That's really helpful, actually. Yes, the news that you've heard or the rumor that you've heard about Dan Bernstein no longer being with the station is true. It's a complicated issue. It hits all of us very closely. We did 20 minutes about it at the top of the show at 2 o'clock. We got as real and honest as we possibly could be, and I feel good about the way it's discussed. Use the rewind function on the Odyssey app to go back and listen if that's what you're looking for in this particular moment. Thank you, and good night. Is that it? Are we done? Is the show over?
Feels good for right now. Yeah.
Sometimes, Groats, you just got to keep going and keep doing live radio.
No, hey, I totally understand. Look, it's a huge, massive deal, one that we are limited in what we can discuss about it. So we did discuss it. We'll continue to refer to it. It is big news. It deserves whatever attention it's getting, whatever we're saying about it. It is worthy of it. So, it's awkward for us as well here getting this news before we came on to talk about it and react to it. Not that we didn't know things were stirring.
Yeah, things were stirring. All right, were we rolling on that too, Shane? Can you confirm?
Yeah, the whole time. We're always rolling.
We're still rolling,
We're good.
Yeah. So we can keep doing it and just keep rolling, essentially.
We're always rolling.
One way we could do it.
Can I talk about my complicated issues?
Yeah.
Or do you want to talk about gambling?
No, I love your complicated issues.
You want to talk about my complicated issues?
Always.
Okay, because I actually have what I consider to be a complicated college basketball issue. May I talk about that?
Yes, you can.
I think I need to discuss this because
yes, you can.
This will actually, I think, feed into... I think you're going to understand where I'm coming from. I have bought into the St. John's thing. St. John's wins their first NCAA tournament game in 25 years by beating Omaha 83-53 yesterday. And they have taken over... And Rhonda likes it. They have taken over New York City in terms of... They're going crazy about St. John's as if it is the New York Knicks out there, or the New York Yankees would probably be the much better example. So it has taken over the city. Something that I have been hoping for forever, and there have been little mini revivals, is a DePaul Blue Demon revival. And it's something that every once in a while I talk about, I go down memory lane, and then I realize nobody really cares because the DePaul fans are getting older and starting to die off, or at least the ones that saw the DePaul Blue Demons win. There was a bit of a revival for DePaul in the late 90s when they got Quentin Richardson and Bobby Simmons, Lance Williams, and Paul McPherson. They did, the last time they were in the NCAA tournament was 2004. Thank Drake Diener and Sammy Mejia, a couple of players there. But Spiegel, I want to ask the question.
You dream of a DePaul resurgence that feels like St. John's.
But I do dream of that. But I wonder if I am grasping at something that simply doesn't exist. That it's a ghost, that again, that the people that saw DePaul thrive were all getting older. Some are probably not even alive anymore. So if DePaul, let's say they go, they're like Loyola. They have like a nice little run. Are they a nice story the way Loyola was just kind of a nice story, and then when they were bad, people stopped paying attention to them again? Or could DePaul actually gain back that base which existed for so long, for decades, where DePaul was a big deal, let's go watch college basketball thing in this city?
It's a great informed question. It really is. It's a really great, well-informed question and well thought out. And to find the answer, you got to go to exactly how the St. John's program is doing what it's doing. Are you hip to the backstory of how it's doing what it's doing?
Go deep on me, because obviously I could give you the surface. Rick Pitino is the head coach, and that's a pretty good start. But go a little deeper on the team that you watched growing up, the way I watched DePaul growing up in Chicago.
Well, let me say this. Let me say that the comp is a good one. Comp's a really good one. You know, the one thing that St. John's has had is inclusion in a really good power conference along the way. So they had a longer heyday as part of the Big East, perhaps. They've had that, and they've had some traditional rivalries with some big-time schools from that conference that gave it a little bit more of a presence. And the Big East, being as big as it was, gave it a little bit more of a footprint. But then they had a long, long dearth of like what you're talking about. And there have been little moments of resurgence and such, but the comp is a pretty darn good one. I have to bring you to two drink companies. Are you hip to Glacio Water?
Glacio.
Glacieau. Have you ever seen that? It's a drinking water.
I have not.
How about Body Armor? You hip to Body Armor?
I'm hip to Body Armor.
I think there's a lot of people out there who are hip to both. They're gigantic drink companies, extremely popular. They have one man who's behind both of them. He's a billionaire. His name is Mike Repole, okay? I believe it's pronounced Repole, R-E-P-O-L-E. He is a billionaire, and his dream was to be the head men's basketball coach at St. John's University. He sold his company, Vitamin Water. You've heard...
I heard of Vitamin Water.
He's the guy, Vitamin Water.
Two out of three for me.
So Vitamin Water is his company. So Body Armor, Glacio, Vitamin Water. He sold his company to Coca-Cola for $4.1 billion. And another one for $5.6 billion. He's got an estimated net worth of $1.6 billion, okay? He credits one book for inspiring his business approach, and that is a book by Rick Pitino called Success is a Choice, 10 Steps to Overachieving in Business and Life. When the book came out in 97... Mike Repole got it, and he says it changed his life. He is the billionaire who is funding the name, image, and likeness campaign for St. John's University.
We need a million. Oh, excuse me. We need a billionaire.
This is a billionaire who was so taken by Pitino's book that he decided to make sure Pitino got rehired at this point in his life and career at St. John's. And they have a massive NIL program. He empowered Pitino to do his thing and gave him all the money in the world and all the freedom to scout the transfer portal and keep guys there. And he and Rick Pitino together, in his dream, have collaboratively rebuilt the St. John's program.
That is a fantastic story. I mean, and St. John's, the comp is good because it has been described similarly to DePaul as a sleeping giant throughout the years. How about the fact now that Rick Pitino goes on to play John Calipari and his, I have to look down, he's the Arkansas head coach. So that's the next matchup, which is hilarious too, that you've got those two coaches. They don't like each other. I mean, they've got – you heard Patino – I heard Patino talking last night. And it's definitely a different, more mature, more humility-filled version, I think, of Rick Pitino, which is the way we all become, I think, for the most part in our lives. So it'll be interesting to see those two teams square off
yeah.
in the tournament.
So it'll be fascinating to see if that's even possible. You know, that was for St. John's in Arkansas to square off.
Aren't they squaring off?
They are squaring off.
Yes.
So it's Pitino and Calipari.
That's right.
Squaring off. And yes. Pitino's been talking about it, saying it's not one-on-one.
Right,
I think we've got audio if you want to. I think Tyler might have some.
Whoa!
Tyler,
hear it. Tyler, he's a real beaut back there.
Rick Pitino asked post-game about him and Coach Cal.
Is that a chess match you enjoy, the planning to go against each other, given how many times it's happened?
I don't go against coaches. We go against teams. He doesn't have to worry about me. My jump shot's long gone. So he's got to prepare for our team. We've got to prepare for his players. He's preparing for our players. So John and I don't play one-on-one anymore.
So they're not playing one-on-one.
No more.
But that'll be the big story of this tournament.
Oh, yeah. No, I am looking forward to that. But I don't know if DePaul – because it's going to happen. Like, they really did have a nice year this past year. In terms of improvement under the new head coach, Chris Holtmann, for DePaul. So, like, relative to that, one of these years is going to happen. And I'm very curious as to how people will react and if it is something that will be sustainable. But count me on board the St. John's Johnny's bandwagon just because of the feelings that I get watching.
I love
needed
that.
A team, and now I have a team. It was going to be Mount St. Mary's, but they're trailing to Duke right now, 35-16.
So how does Cooper Flagg's ankle look? That's the question.
Ooh, yeah.
That's the big question.
Yeah.
I'm in a Calcutta pool filled with, like, ridiculously wealthy humans who spend a lot of money. I'm spending a tiny amount of money just to be, like, hitched on and kind of part of it and to feel the joy of the thing. Duke went for like almost $30,000 in this freaking Calcutta
pool.
What
is a Calcutta pool? You keep saying that.
You bid real money on teams, and then people sit around and they bid real money on teams. There's like syndicates that are involved. Is it legal? What I'm talking about? Is it even legal?
Doesn't matter.
But
we're not recording right now.
I'm not gonna say anybody's name.
Wait,
like,
do you do it, Jenna? Is that the
A Calcutta. It's not the Catalina wine mixer of NCAA pools. It's more like, but it is syndicates. Let me just say that guys like Calipari and Pitino would be very comfortable in my Calcutta pool.
Oh, I see what you're saying. A little something, something.
The syndicates are involved. It's like, and I'm just along for the ride. But like, can you imagine? It's just crazy. And then you get a requisite portion back depending on how far your teams go. I know there's people out there who are in massive ones as well. Shane, you say you have a brilliant way to bet on the tournament, and I want to know what it is. Can we still do it today? Can people still do it today?
Yes. Yeah, you can do it with every game. You just have to. It's one bet that you have to get in before the game starts. Now, I don't give a rat's ass about college basketball, and I don't give a rat's ass about gambling. So I need something to bring me in, right? And I don't want to watch the games for a long time. Don't care about them. Amateur basketball, none of them are good. So there is a bet going around on FanDuel right now that you can bet for every single matchup. It is over 2.5 total points between both teams within the first minute of the game. That's all you got to do.
Over?
You have to say it's over or under 2.5 points total between the first minute of the game.
Oh,
it's
my
the most
God.
Exhilarating minute.
I love it.
The most because you can come out of the tip and hit
God.
A three immediately, and then you're
and
covered.
You win.
I had an 8-leg yesterday that I put $10 on.
8-leg parlay?
An 8-leg parlay.
All with this bet?
All with 2.5 points or more within
God.
The first minute that I missed by one game that would have paid me $5 to make $8.90.
Oh, my God. I love
one
the
leg.
Concept, man.
So you don't have to know anything about basketball.
Oh, I love
you just have to like to see scoring and root on scoring over 2.5 points within the first minute of the game. You find it on FanDuel.
Oh, I love that.
That's so good.
I love that because it's similar to the first basket bet in the NBA in that you get immediate resolution.
But
and
you have
move
more
on.
Options now.
Right. But, and you can move on with the game. It's
exactly.
more options. And it's not just based on one person.
Yep.
You're just rooting for activity in the first 1 minute.
It's exhilarating.
I like the simplicity, too, because sometimes part of the reason I don't gamble is because it intimidates me because I don't understand all of it.
Sure.
I can get down with that.
Yep.
It's like when I go to Vegas. You know what I play in Vegas?
Roulette.
War.
Oh.
The game War because it's so simple. Man. And I like it. And roulette, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a ton of fun. So I'll do a parlay today with the games that are that haven't started yet that will be on with us here.
There are other ways to bet on this tournament that are also fun. The folks over at Circa have given me a couple. We can share that as well. Top of the hour, we'll shift gears to baseball a little bit. Ryan McGuffey at 325. Man, it's a crazy day. It's a crazy and weird day. We will try to be focused and do our jobs right here on 670 The Score.